Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, January 23rd, 2023, through Friday, January 27th, 2023. Monday, January 23rd, 2023. Two North Carolina tax preparers sentenced to prison for $5 million tax conspiracy. Betty Hawkins and Phyllis Ricks conspired with others to file false tax returns for clients of the tax preparation business they worked for. These returns included fictitious federal income tax withholding figures, as well as other fraudulent items that generated fraudulent refunds for the clients. In total, Hawkins, Ricks, and their co-conspirators caused more than 1,000 false tax returns to be filed with the IRS that claimed a total of approximately $5 million in fraudulent refunds. Ricks and Hawkins were sentenced to 2 and 3 years in federal prison, respectively. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. CFO of KC Company sentenced for $3 million embezzlement scheme, filing false tax returns. Richard Scott Simpkins was sentenced for embezzling $3.1 million from his employer and failing to pay nearly $1 million in taxes owed to the federal government and the state of Kansas. Simpkins was the chief financial officer of the Genesis Industrial Corporation, doing business as Genesis Systems Integrator in Kansas City, Missouri. Genesis engineers and designers automated production systems and production machinery. Simpkins embezzled $2,853,370 for himself and aided and abetted another Genesis employee's embezzlement of approximately $3,183,024. Cheryl A. Rose of Freeman, Missouri, the account manager at Genesis, pleaded guilty in a separate but related case to conspiracy to commit mail fraud and awaits sentencing. According to court documents, for at least 8 years, on hundreds of occasions, Simpkins signed Genesis checks to pay for personal spending. His embezzlement increased from at least $144,107 in 2013 to at least $599,717 in 2019. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. Ohio man pleads guilty for unlawfully stealing over 712 seized Bitcoin, subject to forfeiture and brother's pending criminal case. Gary James Hamilton pleaded guilty to perpetrating a scheme to steal cryptocurrency that was pending criminal forfeiture from Harmon's brother, now convicted money launderer and proprietor of Graham's Helix, Larry Dean Harmon. Specifically, Harmon pleaded guilty to wire fraud and obstruction of justice for unlawfully taking more than 712 Bitcoin that had been seized by law enforcement and was subject to forfeiture in a pending criminal prosecution of Larry Harmon. Knowing that the government was seeking to recover the Bitcoin stored on the seized device for forfeiture in Larry Harmon's criminal case, Gary Harmon used his brother's credentials to recreate the Bitcoin wallets stored on the device and covertly transfer more than 712 Bitcoin, valued at approximately $4.9 million at the time, to his own wallets, stealing those funds and obstructing the pending criminal forfeiture proceeding. Gary Harmon further laundered the proceeds through two online Bitcoin mixer services before using the laundered Bitcoins to finance large purchases and other expenditures. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, January 26, 2023. Crypto fraud victims receive over $17 million in restitution from BitConnect scheme. Glenn Arcaro, the top U.S.-based promoter for BitConnect, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Separately, on February 25, 2022, the founder of BitConnect, Satish Kumbani, was indicted for his central role in the multi-billion dollar fraud. As part of Acaro's plea, he admitted to conspiring with others to exploit investor interest in cryptocurrency by fraudulently marketing BitConnect's initial coin offering and digital currency exchange as a lucrative investment. Acaro and co-conspirators misled investors about BitConnect's lending program. Under this program, Acaro touted BitConnect's purported proprietary technology, known as the BitConnect Trading Bot and Volatility Software, as being able to generate substantial profits and guarantee returns by using investors' money to trade on the volatility of cryptocurrency exchange markets. In truth, however, BitConnect operated a textbook Ponzi scheme by paying earlier BitConnect investors with money from later investors. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, January 27, 2023. Man sentenced for integral role in sophisticated international fraud scheme. Ionut Razvan Sandu of Romania pleaded guilty in April 2022 to conspiracy to commit a Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, RICO, offense. Four defendants pleaded guilty for their roles in this case between November 16th and 18th, 2022. According to Assistant Attorney General Kenneth A. Polite Jr., this highly organized and sophisticated syndicate stole directly from the pockets of hardworking Americans. The criminals then used the digital currency to launder their ill-gotten gains. According to the plea documents, beginning as early as October 2014, Sandu and other members of the criminal organization collectively developed a process and offered a service by which co-conspirators based in the United States and abroad would launder the proceeds of online auction fraud. Members of the conspiracy used tactics to convince victims to send money for the advertised goods. For example, they impersonated a military member who needed to sell the advertised item before deployment. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.